Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
7:40 on this Friday morning. I know that a lot of parents are sending their kids off to college, perhaps this weekend, next weekend, and you get the mini fridge and the microwave and all the other stuff that they need while they're away. But there is one thing that a lot of parents neglect, and that is something called durable power of attorney. And there's a good reason why they may want to consider that. Joining us right now to talk more about this is attorney Tom Fabry with he's a trust and estates attorney at Clark Hill. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Before we get started, anybody you want to say hi to in the area? I know that you've got family up around here, don't you?
Absolutely. I'd like to just say hello to all my uncles and aunts, Uncle Dennis and Aunt Dana. Good morning.
Very good, Tom. This is something that I had never really considered, but it was brought to my attention that a lot of parents don't even think about durable power of attorney. When I think of durable power of attorney, I think of somebody with an elderly parent that wants to make sure that their wishes are met. But this really applies to 18-year-olds going off to college too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the issue is one where once your child reaches age 18, absent a power of attorney for financial matters or designation of patient advocate and HIPAA release, you no longer have authority to make decisions or be involved in the concerns relating to financial or healthcare matters. And absent those documents, assume you send your daughter off to college. She's 18. You get a call in the middle of the night from a friend that Molly's in the hospital. Quite frankly, you can't reach out to the hospital and ask for information. They are prevented under law from disclosing the status or options or alternatives relative to the child. And what a parent would be forced to do is file a petition in a probate court seeking guardianship. And that can be a long, drawn-out process. It can be expensive. The alternative, an efficient alternative, is to speak with the child in advance of going off to college or once he or she reaches the age of 18 and have a discussion about putting together some simple legal documents which would address these concerns relating to financial matters and healthcare decision making, so that the parent can continue to act as an advocate for the child if an emergency arises.
That is really interesting and something that I don't think a lot of parents consider, because the HIPAA laws are different now than when we were 18 and going off to college, aren't they?
They are. They're much more restrictive. You know, privacy is certainly a concern that's addressed, and the medical providers or treating physicians are really limited in what can be disclosed, and it really puts the family in a difficult position if a decision needs to be made immediately. Which if there's a medical concern, parents are going to want to make sure that they have the tools available to again be there as an advocate for their children.
How complicated is this, Tom? What should parents be doing or thinking about as they get ready to send their kids off to college?
Yeah, so parents should be reaching out to a competent attorney that is an expert in the area of trust and estates and power of attorneys. And the process of drafting these documents is fairly straightforward, but it's making sure that the parent and the child are on the same page as what authority is granted, how long or what's the duration of this document, when is it effective. But as far as reaching out to the attorney, these documents could be drafted within a day. They need to be properly signed, so there has to be two independent witnesses and notarized as far as the financial powers. And the medical powers, the witnesses cannot be family members or the advocate that's named. So it's really making sure that you're working with a practitioner who's an expert in this field, and to make sure that these documents are valid once prepared and executed so that the parents can rely upon them when necessary.
Well, really something for parents to think about. I mean, of course, we're talking about sending kids off to college, but even if your kids are staying at home, it's still worth thinking about. I think that we forget that age of 18 is kind of a magic age because it does legally put the child into the realm of adulthood, whether we feel like they're or they feel like they're adults or not.
That's absolutely right. Once an individual reaches age 18, the law presumes the individual has the ability to contract on behalf of themselves to make decisions regarding their care. So the parent's ability to step in for an individual over the age of 18 is limited, absent these legal documents or otherwise going through the court system, again, which can be long drawn out and expensive process.
And we're talking about hypothetical situations, but they're not that far-fetched. This kind of thing happens all the time, doesn't it?
It does, and you'll see it throughout the summer if kids are going up north and maybe they're out on jet skis or a boat and there's an accident or just driving around or even playing sports. There's these events that can arise and these emergencies are something that they happen in life. And we want to make sure that our clients are well equipped to be able to step in and make decisions for their family members.
Yeah, all those things that that parents had access to when their kids were 17, suddenly that changes at that age of 18, not just health information, but financial records and things like that, right?
That's right. There's a triggering event, which is that 18th birthday when the parents are prevented from acting as they had in the normal course before the child reaches age 18. And the power of attorney for financial matters, for example, just the ability to be able to work with your child and maybe a bank representative, or maybe there's student loans and the child's having some complications as far as working through that process. That financial power of attorney is going to allow, again, the parent to step in and monitor potentially a bank account to make sure that the resources that are being made available are going to the right places. Or if there's, again, concerns or complications with a student loan and maybe the application or the processing of payments, that the parent can make sure that the process is an efficient one. And again, that there's no concerns or issues that are arising out of the transactions. And there's, as the child goes to, again, speaking to college, a college-bound student, they go through orientation and they're given packets with information in them about parents' rights as to transcripts and the educational records, et cetera. These are issues and concerns that I think a parent would want to be involved in. And there's certain rights that are not given to the parent once the child reaches age 18.
Yeah,
so we want to make sure that we have the license, or the parent has the license to be involved.
That maturing and reaching adulthood, it's a gradual process. And of course, we want kids to mature and take care of their own affairs at some point, but switching, one day you're 17, the next day you're 18, and everything changes. That's not gradual at all. Tom, how long would this? So, if a parent does, engage in this and become the durable power of attorney for their 18-year-old child, how long does that last? Because at some point, that child's not going to be 18; they're going to be in their 20s, 30s, married, off on their own. When does that revert back, or is that something that they need to kind of address as the child becomes less of a child, more of an adult?
It's a good question. So the document can be drafted in a couple different ways, where there can be a duration placed in the document as far as the term of the appointment for the parent to serve as attorney in fact or patient advocate. But in most instances, the document will continue to have effect throughout the duration of the child's lifetime, even following incapacity, which is what we really want to rely upon these documents for, is to make sure that there's a decision maker when the adult child can no longer make decisions for themselves. And a child who would be the principal under the document has the ability to revoke the instrument or amend and modify from time to time to maybe replace a designated agent with a new agent or identify a successor. But commonly, these documents will have effect throughout the duration of the child's lifetime.
All right. Good stuff to think about as we send the kids off to school. They are now 18. They are not children anymore. They are adults. And Tom, I appreciate your insight into this. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time, Paul.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.